Now, the Irish Self-Catering Federation went to Dublin yesterday and handed in a letter to the Taoiseach Simon Harris over its concerns and warnings that the fate of the tourism industry in the country, including here in Kerry, is facing considerable threat following the implementation of the new EU legislation on short-term rental data collection and sharing, which came into force last month. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Maura Ní Mhoire Cú, CEO of the Irish Self-Catering Federation. Maura, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. And can you just outline, first of all, what have you said in the letter to Simon Harris about what's happening here?
Okay, we said, morning, Gerry. How are you doing? And hello to everybody.
We said
to the Taoiseach that we are very much in favour of the register. We've been calling it for many years. Europe has finalised the last piece it had to do, so the register now has to be implemented within 2 years in every country. But for us, the Irish government's insistence on tying planning requirements into the register is a serious concern. And we asked that the Taoiseach pause. There was supposed to be a document coming ahead to the...
The Oireachtas Committee. Was this in relation to the Department of Housing and the planning regulations, which were meant to be published effectively any day now, a couple of weeks ago, which go along with the register? But that hasn't happened, is that right?
That hasn't happened, and we wanted them ahead of the register so people could be confident that they could continue on in business if they registered. And there is no sign of those planning regulations coming through. And we wanted to see sight of those planning regulations so that we could ensure that the industry would continue. We were advised that Cabinet were going to discuss it yesterday morning. At the last minute, Cabinet changed its mind. The reason we knew it was coming up at Cabinet is because Minister O'Brien announced it the previous week in the media that he was going to do this. We were quite surprised then that he decided he wasn't going to bring that bill in front of Cabinet yesterday morning. And we think our concerns were being taken seriously. We're meeting Catherine Martin today, Minister for Tourism, as part of the Tourism and Hospitality Forum. And we are going to put our concerns to her. But we do know that they have to implement the register. But for us, the concerns are all related to planning for both existing businesses and new businesses.
So is it a question of you don't know what the planning rules are going to be and how difficult or hard or how rigorous or how the new planning system, when it comes to getting planning for existing as well as new interest, is going to be? There's this uncertainty there. One of the questions and one of the things being talked about under the old legislation was that anyone who applied for planning in Kerry was effectively refused it.
Yes, exactly. So we want like Kerry is a tourism county. It is a huge amount of its income is coming from tourism, and we don't know how many people will be given planning permission and what guidelines there are. So we want clear guidelines which will allow tourism businesses to continue and new ones to develop. Because, that, as you said, that's not happening at the moment. Nobody's getting planning. And Fáilte Ireland brought out a report in 2022, which we only saw a few weeks ago, and that suggested that they would close down 1,858 full self-catering houses in Kerry. Now, their problem is housing mostly in Dublin, and they are turning around and they are closing self-catering all along the Wild Atlantic Way. 60% of the properties they talk about closing are along the Wild Atlantic Way.
Maura, how as things stand now, what's the timeline in all of this, or is that as yet uncertain? When will these regulations be in place? When will you have to apply? When will you have to register by? Would it affect this season, or is it coming in at the end of the year, do you think?
I would say it's coming in at the end of the year, because even if the government introduces this in the next few weeks, it's going to be difficult to get it passed through. It won't get passed
before the summer recess.
Before the summer recess, we come back in the autumn. We don't know what's happening in the autumn. So we actually have a window in which to sort out this issue with planning so that the register can go ahead for next season. Because we will all then, once you sign up on the register, you will have 6 months to to regularise your planning. But the problem is, what is regularised if they're not giving anybody...
What does that mean if we don't have any regulations to give people an indication of what you'll have to do or your likelihood of getting planning or not? And then you're into, and you mentioned there the timeline you're talking about, Maura, look, and this is like how long is a piece of string, and there's politics involved here. And in a way, when you're in the final few months of a government, there's a government rushing to get things done, as well as other things that are just kicked off to the next government. Is there a possibility here that this will be pushed far down the line, depending on whether there's an election in after the budget next year? Or this year, sorry.
This year. It could be the case, Jerry, but the thing is, with this register, it has to be in place within 2 years. By EU regulation. Mm. So they have 2 years and the clock is ticking. So by April 2026, we all have to be registered anyway. We know it's going to take us about a year to get everybody sorted and registered with all the niggly bits that are going to happen. So they really need to get moving on this register. So we have a short window in which to sort out the planning issues in relation to what they call the unregistered properties. Is what Fáilte Ireland calls us. The fact that we've been in business for many years seems to be irrelevant.
Mm. And that is part of the problem and the issue. Look, what do you remember saying to you finally? Look, they're all right for this season, but they're obviously very worried about next season.
They're very worried because they don't know if they can take bookings for next season. They don't know, what the regulations are going to be for next season. So we need to see clarity on how the register is going to be managed. But more than that, we need clarity on how we are going to be allowed to continue in business or not.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you take Killarney, I was in Killarney for when the Bike Fest was on 2 weeks ago. There was tents all over the Muckross Road, everywhere. It was chaos because there wasn't enough accommodation. So if you've got festivals, you've got events, you've got to be able to have accommodation for people.
Do you think we're going to see more of that if there isn't this clarity, or even if these regulations come in and the planning isn't given and it knocks out a certain percentage of your members and Airbnb bookings.com operators, that we'll see more festivals with tents popping up here, there and everywhere?
I think what I saw at Bike Fest was a kind of a broken tourism offering. Because it was chaotic. It took us over an hour and a quarter to get in the Muckross Road, and I was with a busload of American tourists. Most of those will never come back because of what they saw that day. So we're losing the bigger picture. The whole ecosystem is breaking down if we end up with events like that. So we need tourism. We need it managed.
Okay. All right, Maura, listen, we'll see what happens with that, and we'll see if we get, and I know you'll be looking to get clarity off Minister Catherine Martin today about those planning regulations. Would you hope to get that finally, that she will have some clarity from her ministerial colleague, Dara O'Brien, as to when those regulations will be published?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're hoping to get today.